Do you know the most effective ways to study for a test? Do you have to cram, or is it better to have a system? Here to help students and parents of students everywhere, Dr. Cynthia Green, psychologist and author of Total Memory Workout. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, what are some of the reasons that we have so much trouble remembering things for tests, even after we study?
One of the things that happens is we just simply get nervous. Secondly, we don't often leave ourselves enough time to prepare for tests.
Now, what are some of the things we can do to reduce anxiety during test taking?
Well, one of the things is to just practice some what I call emergency techniques to reduce our anxiety.
Please share.
Some things like training yourself to take deep breaths, to count backwards from 20, or even to have a visualization where you can, you know, practice beforehand imagining something that makes you feel peaceful and calm so that you can have that image, something that you find relaxing, and you can go to that place to help yourself calm down.
So what are some of the steps that people can do if they're, you know, in the test situation, they realize that they're having one of these meltdowns and anxiety attacks and they're not having that recall? What do you suggest people do in that moment?
If you are faced, for example, with a multiple choice question and you're not really sure how to answer it, then to really work your way around the question, to figure out what you do remember about the question, to try to eliminate alternatives so that you can help narrow your focus. Try to remind yourselves of what the main point is around a question, and to organize the information in that way to work your way back to the answer.
Are there specific things that parents can do to help their children when it comes to getting prepared for tests?
One of the best things I think we can do as parents to help our kids is to teach them good test-taking habits. Learning how to take a test is also learning how to be prepared in terms of getting adequate sleep, eating well, dealing with stress effectively, and finally, organizing ahead of time. So, for example, one of the things I've used with my kids throughout their life is to tell them when they know they have a test to build into their schedule when, you know, they know that test is coming up about 15 minutes a night, every night, to work on preparing for that test, and to work with a study guide also for that test. So they're breaking that study guide down and learning a piece of it every night, and then using the last couple of nights before the test to rehearse all the information.
When I think back to college and high school, I remember cramming for those exams, cramming that information. I think I actually thought, you know, if it's right up there up top, newly in my brain, it'll be right there. Talk to us about cramming.
The problem with cramming is that we can overwhelm our brains, that sometimes it's just too much information to really effectively keep track of. What I would suggest if someone really has to cram is that they try to distill down that cramming to what they really are going to need to know for that test, so that they at least place some limits on what they're trying to retain.